This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I love this one. Tara, thank you so much for telling the truth about the vax. It helps strengthen me not to have the vax myself and my family. I know you save lives with the truth. Yeah, at the time, it was one of the two things we've ever been told. And look, my bond with you is this. If I am ever told because I don't own this station, by people who do, people who manage it, that I can't say something or I have to say something else. That's never happened, actually. I will tell you. I will disclose it. There's no secrets here. It's only happened twice since I've been on the air here. And one of the things that they said during the COVID vax was that you could only use mainstream media sources. You could not use anything else. And I was desperately trying to warn you not to take the vaccine. And I was trying every day to find out ways to do that. And I found a lot of clever ways around it where I did use mainstream media, but every once in a while, they would accidentally tell the truth, you know, far down, or something would come through. One time I actually had a pediatrician on as an original source to beg you not to vaccinate your children with the COVID vaccine. So I found a lot of clever ways around it. I didn't do as much as I would have liked, but I begged you not to take it. I tried to save as many people as I could. And maybe I should have done better. I don't know. But that was one of the few things we've ever been told that we couldn't say. So, you know, I work here. And I told you at the time that was the deal. Those were my boundaries. And I will tell you again in the future if there's something else I can't say, and I'll tell you what it is, you know, or what the parameters are. So I've always been honest with you about that. And I'm glad that I was able to find ways to break through to enough of you, hopefully saved a lot of people who didn't get that shot. I didn't save my own dad. He got turbo cancer. My brother and I, you know, were arguing with him. I begged him not to take it. My brother begged him to take it. My brother won. So my dad had another surgery for that cancer this week. And I'm not going to bore you with the details of it. So we have shot injuries in my family. I've seen it firsthand. Cancer that comes out of total left field shocks the doctors with its speed and its ferociousness. Yeah, that's what COVID vax does. We're going to find it all out. I want to play this from yesterday, though. This is OBGYN James Thorpe talking about the 82% miscarriage rate for the unfortunate moms who got the COVID vaccine in the first trimester, under oath yesterday before Congress.
In the now infamous Shima Bakuro study published on April 21st, 2021, in the digital version of the New England Journal of Medicine, 21 authors claimed the miscarriage rate was 12.6%, but the raw data revealed an 82% miscarriage rate in women vaccinated during the first trimester. This figure mirrors the effects of chemical abortion drugs such as RU486. At least six existing studies, three from CDC, FDA, and two from Pfizer, revealed major breaches in safety signals for COVID-19 vaccines in pregnancy. These findings were ignored. Conversely, countless independent researchers with no conflicts of interest published findings that contradicted the false narratives and the pharmaceutical industry narratives. only to be rewarded by persecution, censorship, and threats to their medical licenses and board certifications.
OBGYN James Thorpe continued, and this raises a lot of questions about the future, because that shot in mice, don't have it in humans, because emergency authorization destroyed 60% of ovarian reserve. What does that mean? That's 60% of your fertility. Women have, you know, ovarian reserve. We're born with all the eggs we will ever have. And then over our lives, our ovaries produce them 1 to 2 at a time, right? That's ovarian reserve, 60% gone. What does that mean for girls vaccinated when they were 3, when they were 5? We don't know. We'll go find out. But the problem is, it was possible to know. And they censored it, lied, and covered up. Here's James Thorpe under oath before Congress yesterday.
On February 8th, 2025, our team of researchers published a peer-reviewed study in Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. We identified 37 adverse pregnancy outcomes significantly associated with COVID-19 vaccine, including miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, cervical insufficiency, premature ruptured membranes, preterm birth, and death of the newborn. Lynn and colleagues in a major journal publication documented that the COVID-19 vaccine traverses the placenta, enters the fetal bud, and bioactively produces spike protein in the placenta and the lining of the uterus.
They knew.
Recently, animal studies revealed the mRNA COVID vaccine causes the destruction of 60% of the ovarian reserve in rats. This catastrophic public health failure was financed with taxpayer dollars and channeled through federal agencies to medical gatekeepers such as the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ABOG, and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, SMFM. These organizations have abandoned their ethics and responsibilities to physicians and patients and must be held accountable. I urge the government to immediately halt all funding
yes,
to these entities.
Yes, defund them. A signal has to be sent to doctors. You cannot trust these organizations anymore. Do your own research. Save your patients' lives. They are all fundamentally corrupted and have been by the Democrat Party. Texture writes, you should see the text line. Oh my God, the outpouring pain every time I talk about this. I know what it's like. We dealt with it in my family. This is my dad's story. Texture writes, hey, Tira, I lost my dad, brain tumor the size of a lime 6 weeks after getting the shot. Another texter writes, hey, Tira, I run a holistic IV clinic. We work with many people who have problems from the jab. It's much worse than the sheeple can imagine. Oh, I know. Texter writes, Tira, you should research an oncology update. I've heard oncology departments are swamped because of COVID vax turbo cancers. Yeah. Another texter writes, Tira, and yet Fauci gets a presidential pardon. No, that's why he got a presidential pardon. That's why he knew. And there's a lot of stuff about the cover-up Laura Ingraham did last night that she specifically called out Fauci. We'll get into that coming up in the next hour. Texter writes, Tira, my father-in-law got second shot, had a heart attack. Now as a pacemaker, hasn't been right since, and he has never taken one med in his life. Tira, my mom's, this is another text, lunatic doctor, has given her 6 COVID shots, and she has only 1 kidney. I don't know how she is alive, me either. Texter writes, Tira, thank you for warning your audience about the COVID shot. I was researching mRNA technology in 2018, continue researching COVID. One of my sources is a practicing physician who already had 60,000 hours of research on the topic in 2021. Horrifying. There is a reason they never used mRNA before. They had the technology for years. Folks, when one of the developers of the mRNA vax, whose name is on the patent, calls up the Trump administration and says, stop, don't do this. Anyway. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I feel the Cleveland Clinic is also to blame. They gave my son, my 28-year-old son, I don't know what a default is. That was their word, diagnosis of a heart condition that now involves an ICD in his body. They use the word atypical in this diagnosis. He's the only one in our family that got the shot. I think the Cleveland Clinic was covering. I don't know about the Cleveland Clinic. I'm sorry. I'm just reading the text line. Texter writes, and an uncle went to the hospital the same time with COVID. She ended up in rehab. He went on a ventilator, never came out. He died. Yeah, they're terrible what they did with the ventilators. We're going to get into all that too, is the truth. All of this is coming out because of RFK. Guy is a hero. This is why I wanted him for HHS secretary and why there was no one else who could do this job, Democrat or Republican. It's also why they hired Mike Pence to try to stop him. They don't want you to know any of this. Texter writes, Tara, remember, victims of COVID shots cannot sue due to legislation. Not true. They could do it two ways. They do it state court, and that's getting ready to happen. You're going to see massive lawsuits as the truth comes out here, especially after what Ron Johnson just put out. You can see that. And even with the emergency authorization that gave them, if you are fraudulent, you withhold dangerous data from the public to do it, you can get around it. The attorney's going to get around it. Folks, I said this from the beginning, and woe be to these big local employers that mandated this. You're about to pay out big. I told you. I told you not to do it. Folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is becoming a weekly occurrence. Lunatic leftist hepped up on fake propaganda coming out of our universities, shows up somewhere and tries to hurt somebody for just because they're Jewish. Classic anti-Semitism. Spinning out of control on the left. Credit me, I warned you about it years and years and years ago. I said it is spreading like wildfire on Twitter. And back then, Jack Dorsey still owned it. When right-wingers were being censored for everything under the sun, but if you were a left-wing socialist Democrat-leading man, you could spew all of the Jewish hatred that you wanted, and you wouldn't be stopped. In fact, I swore they were amplifying it. And I wasn't the only one. Meghan McCain said the same thing. She called out Jack Dorsey. You got to stop this anti-Semitism on the left on X. You're going to censor conservatives, you might as well censor them. He didn't. And now we are where we are here today. Absolutely beautiful young couple. So tragic. Just made the mistake. Two Israeli embassy staffers shot and killed outside an event in Washington, D.C. They were at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington. It's an event hosted by the American Jewish Committee. He had bought her an engagement ring. Beautiful couple. He'd bought her an engagement ring but hadn't given it to her yet. Now, instead of going down the aisle at their wedding, they'll go down the aisle together at their funeral. They're going to bury him together. Where is this coming? Folks, coming from less than 48 hours after Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who has been totally vindicated here, was absolutely flambéed by the Democrats. Folks, are you noticing what's happening with Democrats from every angle this week? Whether it is Monica McIver, who, yes, Representative Nancy Mace, you are absolutely right, should be expelled from Congress. Zero tolerance for assaulting federal police. Why? Well, we had zero tolerance for January 6ers who assaulted federal police. They did 3 years in prison. Some of them more, 15, 16 years. Spent a lot of time in solitary confinement. That could benefit her, too. Folks, the irony of this. When January 6ers did it, it was horrible. Jail time. When Democrats do it, it's protest. It's just our protest. That's all it is. We're just protesting. That's all we're doing. When Jews can't come to school and they get warnings from the faculty, stay home, you might be hurt. Why don't you go to school online? Democrats say free speech. Now it's not violence when we do it. Now they're showing up. They're showing up at the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro menacing him. Who? Liberal left-wing Jew hater, hepped up on the anti-Semitism on the left. We have to crack down hard. And the way you do it, you take their visas. They are bringing them into these campuses. They are spewing the anti-Semitic rhetoric. And it is spreading like wildfire. Here's former Israeli ambassador Danny Dion and Carly Shimkus this morning. They nail this.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the suspect just yet, although we do know that he was 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians. What do you think about where he was radicalized?
You know, the first thing I did when I heard about this terrible news is to see in which college he studied. And yep. He studied in the University of Illinois in Chicago. Then I went to the social media of students supporting Students for Justice on Palestine, so-called Students for Justice in Palestine. Actually, they are students for the annihilation of Israel in that specific university. And I found that it's one of the most vicious, most virulent, one of the most nasty chapters of this terrorist sympathizing organization.
Exactly.
So, you know, when in the legitimate discourse, protected discourse in these colleges, this include statements like globalize the intifada, eliminate the state of Israel.
Folks, we are 3-2-1. They'll come for Christians. Oh, it's only a second till they do. Folks, this is why I keep hammering. Even the Biden administration admitted the funding for the violent anti-Semitic Democrat marches came from Iran. Even Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, admitted it. The Democrat Party in Iran are merging. Hamas and the Democrat Party are merging. That is what Marco Rubio is trying to disrupt when he is taking these visas. I want to play this for you quickly, okay? There was a Zoom meeting last week. I've been meaning to play this, where all of these lunatic anti-Semitic student groups, many of these kids are here on visas. They're not even Americans. They don't come here to learn. They come here to spread hate. But what else do they come here for? Well, they were discussing it openly on Zoom. This is one of the officials in the Sam Idown. He's an official. It's the Sam Idown movement. They're on many, many campuses across the country. Take a listen to what he thinks his job is on campus. His name is Mohammed Khatib.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
See why the Democrats love them? See why they're marching with Democrats grassroots? Let me play this again. Once we get Palestine, we're coming for America.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
He's not even from here. What is he doing here? Listen to his accent. We could have taken anybody. We take this guy? This is Representative Temple University Students for Justice talking about the need to free Mumia. Why? Cop killer. Then listen to what else he says. This is what they think their job is. This is why Democrats love them. This is why campus administrators hand them student visas.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself. And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
We're done here. Folks, again, this was a Zoom meeting with all these student groups, okay? They're not hiding it because they know Democrat officials in these colleges and universities love this. This is what gets you a visa when you can't pass remedial math at Harvard. But that's okay. because Marco Rubio is not cracking, he's not breaking, and he's not buying the Democrats' ridiculous idea that we need to protect these people's free speech? What, so they can plan the downfall of America? Again, what you're hearing there is what I'm saying. Jews are only the first step. These people are going to be blowing themselves up inside churches and shooting up churches, just like this guy shot up the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington. They're just starting with Jewish people. It never ends. They're not with groups like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.